Chastity by Ule Tiger and Naked Owlman. Chapter 2, Alien Secrets.
I wonder what could be taking so long. Alexandre said he would only spend a short amount of time with the astrobiology professor, but I have been sitting on this bench for more than 10 minutes now. Is it possible that he has already deduced my secret? Could he be informing the Earthling authorities of my presence at this very moment? No, you are being ridiculous, Cherry. He could not possibly have determined your true nature from the short time you were together. Still, perhaps I...
Hey, do you... I was just wondering if...
Hello, you appear to be having some difficulty with speaking. Have you perhaps experienced some sort of head injury recently?
No. At least I don't think so. I just, do you know where Halifax Hall is?
Oh, I apologize, but I am afraid I am new to this university as well, and would not be able to provide you with accurate directions.
That's okay. Thanks anyway.
All right then. Good luck in your search. How very interesting. That Earthling appeared to be quite nervous. Is it something to do with my appearance? Oh dear. Upon further inspection of my surroundings, there appear to be quite a few Earthlings staring in my direction. Most of them with flushed cheeks and nervous expressions, quite similar to the young man with the head injury from before. Is there some manner of flaw in my disguise? I know my ears are slightly pointier than your average Earthlings, but are they really that odd that so many people would be staring at me? Strange, too, that most of the students studying me so intently are male, but not all of them. Whatever the reason, it seems I am drawing quite a bit of attention sitting out in the open like this. Perhaps it would be best if I leave this area. Yes, if he asks later, I will simply inform Alexandre that I grew tired of waiting. That should make sure that there is as little suspicion as...
Unbelievable! Completely and totally unacceptable!
Oh my! That young woman appears to be quite agitated. She's heading right in my direction!
Can you believe this? I heard things were bad on this campus, but now that I'm here in person, it's even worse than I could have possibly imagined!
I am afraid I am unable to decipher your angry declarations. Is something the matter?
Everything is the matter! This whole situation is completely unbelievable! You're new here, right? A freshman like me?
Yes, I am. My name is Cherry Andromeda, and you are...
Dee Dee. Dee Dee Von Worthington.
Nice to meet you, Dee Dee. I like your shirt. The man on the front is very handsome with that long hair and beard. Is he your boyfriend?
Wait, you don't know who this is? That's Shay.
Shay... I'm not familiar with this particular individual. Is he a musician?
Oh my god, no! Shay Guevara! You really don't recognize him? He's only one of the greatest revolutionaries who ever lived.
My goodness, is that true? I shall endeavor to study his achievements while I am attending this Institute of Learning. What year did his revolution occur in?
I can't remember off the top of my head, but... It was,
Well, what country was he born in?
Look, I really don't have time today to plug the holes that our Anglo-centric public school system has left in your knowledge. There are far more important things at stake right now. Stand up for a second, could you? Great. Now, take a look around for me, Cherry. Tell me what you see.
I see a college campus.
There's people over there?
I'm looking quite intently, Dee Dee, but I'm not...
Wait. That big group over there? Every one of them. White. He's white. She's white. They're all white. You can count the number of non-white students around the quad on both hands. The lack of diversity here at ETU makes me want to puke. You seem like a smart woman, Cherry. I'm sure you understand how important it is for all the world's oppressed minorities to have a voice, to pierce boldly through the white privilege that you and I languish in, and share with us all their unique perspectives and...
Oh, hiyo! Pleased to be excusing me, but could you please perhaps provide me with direction to...
Do you mind? I was having a conversation with my friend here, in case you didn't notice. God, does nobody on this entire campus understand common courtesy?
Sorry.
Now then, what was I saying before I was so rudely interrupted? Oh, right. Minority voices are so vital to a proper education. But don't worry, Cherry. Before my freshman year is over, I'm going to make sure that this campus institutes a comprehensive diversity program. The administration of ETU will not have a moment's rest until I am satisfied that all races and cultures are represented here. I can promise you that.
I suppose that...
No. Don't thank me just yet. Just be ready to stand with me shoulder to shoulder when the revolution comes. As the great Che once said, if you tremble with indignation at every injustice, then you are a comrade of mine. Stand strong, Cherry Andromeda! Vive la Resistance!
Well, that was an odd experience. Imagine being so primitive to believe that the hue of one's skin is to be of import. Back on Nor, we can all change appearance at will. I never could have imagined that having a permanent form would be cause enough to divide people. Oh, humans sure do have a long way to go. On the bright side, with that extremely loud and angry young earthling attending this university, it should draw a lot of attention away from myself. Regardless, I should probably get going before Alexandre returns. Hopefully I should not experience any further interruptions.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I guess I wasn't looking where I was going.
It is no trouble. I did not suffer any injury from our brief collision. Oh, you appear to be in some distress. Are you in need of assistance of some sort?
What? No, it's... fine. Everything is...
Oh, goodness. Okay, Cherry, you studied this from those videos back home. How are you supposed to react to an earthling showing signs of extreme sadness? It is okay. Everything is okay. Here, have a seat with me if you would like to let your tears flow onto my shoulder.
Thanks, but it won't help. I can cry all I want, but it's not gonna solve anything.
Perhaps not. But if talking about your problems would help alleviate your sadness, I would be happy to lend you one of my ears for as long as you need. My name is Cherry. And yours?
Zoe.
Very nice to meet you, Zoe. Now, what has happened that has made you so upset?
I don't know. Nothing against you. You seem nice and all. But it's kind of like a personal thing.
I understand your hesitation. There is no need to unburden yourself to a complete stranger if you are uncomfortable.
That's the problem, though. Me and my boyfriend were the only two from our hometown to come to this crummy college. So it's either spill my guts to the first friendly stranger willing to listen, or go sob in a corner alone, I guess. Sorry, you didn't have to deal with my drama. I should probably just leave you alone.
Oh, no, I do not mind at all. I find your emotions please, tell me the details of your trouble. I swear to you that I will not share this information with anyone else.
Okay, fine. But remember, you asked for it. It's Chuck. He's my boyfriend from back home, FYI. We started dating back in junior high, and when it came time to look at colleges, we decided we'd go here together. Great, right? The two of us don't have to do the long-distance relationship thing, and we get to be together, like, all the time. But ever since we've gotten here, he's been acting so weird.
Weird? In what way is his behavior unusual?
He's just been really quiet. Looking around at all your students and just... I know what it is. I know exactly what's going on. Look, I know it sounds self-centered, but back home,
In the small town where me and Chuck lived, everybody always said I was the best-looking girl at our school. Head of the cheerleading squad, homecoming queen. But now here we are, a whole new city, and so many more women around who are way more attractive than me. I've seen the way that Chuck is looking around, and I know exactly what he's thinking. Why the hell should he be stuck with that silly little farm girl from back home when there's so many better options here at ETU?
You believe that your boyfriend might engage in an affair of some sort?
No. No way. Chuck is way too good a guy to cheat on me. But with all these beautiful girls around, it's only a matter of time before he breaks up with me. Maybe not this year. Maybe he'll drag it out for a while, but it's going to happen. He'll find somebody else hotter than me, funnier than me, smarter than me. I just know it. Damn it, Chuck is such an amazing guy, and the thought of losing him...
Now, how can you be so certain he will end your relationship? It does sound like the two of you have deep affection for each other.
We do. Ever since we started dating, I couldn't imagine being with anybody else. I mean, look at him. See that guy over there with the short blonde hair and red shirt?
Yes, he is a very attractive man.
He sure is. The kind of guy every girl dreams of. I'm sure half the women on this campus would just love to steal him away from me. And probably could. Hell! Look at who I'm talking to! A girl like you would probably have Chuck wrapped around your finger with just one smile.
A girl like me? Wrapped around my finger? Why would I want to twist your boyfriend around one of my extremities?
Look, I know you're trying to be nice and all, but let's be honest. You're 10 times hotter than I am, Cherry. That natural red hair, that curvy body, you're a freaking supermodel compared to me. One look at a beautiful woman like you, and I bet Chuck would forget I ever existed.
Me? Beautiful? I did put in a lot of work with my disguise before I left home, but... Is that why so many people have been staring so intently at me? Do earthlings really find this body that alluring? Oh my. You flatter me, but if I may be so bold, I think that you are an extremely attractive woman who I would not think twice about taking to bed if given the chance. But that is neither here nor there. You are radiant. I am certain Chuck sees it too.
Wow, Cherry. You're a smooth customer. But I just wish I could hear what was going on in Chuck's head. Just so I could know if he plans to dump me right away, or if he's going to wait for a bit to try and soften the blow. Damn it. I would give just about anything to hear Chuck's thoughts right about now.
She wishes she could hear his thoughts. Well, I could help her with that. But should I? Using my abilities in public like this is risky. But the sweet earthling seems to be in so much pain. Oh, this is such a bad idea, but I suppose I am going to do it anyway. All right, Cherry, just like you practiced. Concentrate on Chuck. Focus your mind on his thoughts.
Oh, damn it. Just look at that guy. All the time I spend working out, and he's still probably got 50 pounds of muscle over me. And that one over there! Shit, I'm not into dudes, and even I can tell that he's way more attractive than me. This whole thing sucks. All these hot guys around. There's no way that Zoe's gonna stick with my lame ass for 4 years. She's the best thing that ever happened to me, and now I'm gonna lose her. Bet anything she's roaming the campus without me right now, checking out all the studs around here and doing the math. seeing how much better she could have it if she drops me like a piece of hot garbage. Which, compared to the guys around here, I probably am.
Cherry! Cherry, hello! Can you hear me? Are you okay?
What?
Sorry, you look like you zoned out for a minute there. I was trying to get your attention and you were just staring into space.
My apologies, I was just lost in thought. Thinking about Chuck and what might be going through his mind at this moment. Zoe, did you ever consider that maybe he is having the same doubts that you are?
The same doubts?
Yes. That perhaps he is just as worried that you might leave him for another man.
No, that's crazy. Chuck's the best boyfriend ever. I would never think about dating anyone else.
Yes, but does he know that? Is he aware of how strong your feelings are for him? Perhaps he is going through a similar experience to your own, looking around at the many attractive men attending this university and comparing himself to them.
You really think that's what he's thinking right now?
Well, it is not as if I could hear his thoughts, of course. But if I were to guess, just from the way he is acting, I would not be surprised if he believes that you are on the verge of ending your relationship in favor of another man.
Ever since we got here, I guess my suspicions have made me really distant. You're right. I can see how he'd interpret it like that. Oh, Chuck, how could you think I'd ever want to leave you? God, I've been so stupid, thinking only about myself and my feelings. And all this time, my poor baby has been just as afraid of losing me as I was of losing him.
You should go talk to him, Zoe. Tell him about the depths of your feelings. Assure him that he is the only man you want to date. I'm willing to wager that everything will work out just fine once the two of you converse about the future of your relationship.
I will. I'm going over there right now to talk to him. Thank you so much, Cherry. That was exactly what I needed to hear. You're amazing, you damn beautiful girl. Come here.
Oh, my goodness. She's wrapped her arms around me so tightly. It seems I am experiencing my first human hug. Not who I would have expected it from, but... actually quite pleasant. Do all earthling females smell this nice?
Oh, sorry, got a little carried away there.
Not at all. I am happy I was able to help. I wish you and Chuck good fortune in your future relationship.
Thanks so much. And I promise I'll pay you back for this somehow.
There she goes. My goodness. The smile on her face after I told her about Chuck's thoughts. And the way she hugged me. That felt nice. It was foolish and risky and risked revealing my true nature, but... Helping out an earthling with my abilities like that makes me feel like one of those... Oh, what do they call them on this planet? Superheroes! I may have to...
Hey!
Oh, Alexandre, you have returned? I spent so long helping Zoe, I forgot about my plan of retreat! It appears that I will have to return to my original strategy. Claim some sort of illness and ask for our tour to come to a close. I apologize, Alexandre, but I am afraid that...
Hey, before you say anything, can I ask you to do me a favor, please?
I suppose.
It's just, ever since I told you that I majored in alien studies, things have been really weird. And now that I've had some time to think about it, I'm pretty sure I know what's really going on here. So please, just tell me the truth, okay?
He knows. Oh, no, he knows!
Next time on Chastity.
What is happening to me? My body is...
Cherry, what's... You're in...